It's the biggest story all over the world today.
Oh, yeah.
It is weird. It comes the day after Easter.
Yes.
And I understand that the majority of people do not give much thought to the Pope.
But he was all over the news yesterday.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's his Super Bowl.
Big day.
The Pope.
Yep.
No, well, he's on the news now, but he's not here to see it. And here's the thing. It's a job that is internationally known by everybody, mm-hmm. whether you are religious or not.
Yeah.
It is a job that would give you an experience that no other job on this planet would give you, even the most powerful people you could think of. And it turns out that most people, men, listening to this show right now, it's a job they could, in theory, get.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the monster news of the day, Pope Francis, at age 88, has passed away.
Yes.
Day after Easter. And he was all over the place yesterday.
Well, he held the audience, which they didn't think he was going to do.
Right.
He got in the vehicle, drove around, touched the people. He spoke.
Like, and these were some of his first public appearances. He was on death's door like a month ago.
He had pneumonia.
Yeah, it's amazing he made it to this point, we all thought.
But like, everyone was like, okay, everything's good, and now he's passed away. Okay, so for those who are unaware, now you have to elect a new pope.
Yeah.
And that's going to be coming in a couple of days here. And there is this belief that you have to have certain requirements to become pope. Mm.
Did some time in the church.
Did some time in the church.
Worked your way up.
You make it sound like Folsom Prison. Remember the time Johnny Cash did that show at the Vatican? No. It turns out there are two and only two requirements to be elected pope.
What is it?
One, you are a man.
Right.
Two, you are a baptized Catholic.
Okay. Which you could do at any point in your life.
You could. And, you know, most people in Rochester, we were a Catholic town at one point, right? Like, you were baptized as a baby.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, in theory, any baptized Catholic guy around the world could be elected pope.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question.
Shoot, buddy.
Because the Pope has his own city in the Vatican.
Yep.
He has his own standing army in those silly red and orange uniforms.
Yeah, there's Swiss, right?
Swiss Guard. He has audiences with anybody he asks for the second he asks for.
Yeah. People come to you just to meet you.
I mean, his words, minds, thoughts are taken as straight up law from hundreds of millions of people across the planet.
Yeah.
It's a power you can only imagine. Tommy, if you got a phone call, because you are a baptized male Catholic.
Yes, I am.
If you got a phone call today that said, you're not going to believe this. Hello, it's Steve at the Vatican, Father Steve.
Oh, Father Steve, how are you?
Tommy, you've been elected Pope.
Damn. God damn.
No,
I'm sorry.
Would you want to be Pope?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
Think about this. It's the ultimate male job.
Out of the wardrobe alone, Pat.
Yes. Well, can't do Tommy tracksuit Thursday anymore.
No, but he'd have better stuff.
But that Pope outfit is kind of like a religious tracksuit. And he's probably got casual Pope wear.
It does look comfy.
I've never seen the Pope in casual wear, have you?
Well, when he's traveling. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
He's always got his...
No, he's, like, yeah, he's in a...
So, yeah,
some type of robe on, right?
No, but there's Popes that have golfed and stuff.
Yeah, in that... You ever try your backswing in that thing there?
Well, it gets caught up in all the jewelry. But think about this. It is the ultimate male job. You have the world's biggest house all to yourself.
Yeah. But you can't do anything.
You can. You shut the doors. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, no, let's talk about this. If we're going to have this discussion, here are the rules. I know you're going to
try
and find ways.
You follow the rules.
Yeah.
No loopholes.
Exactly.
No Pope loopholes.
You're going to try and find ways. No, which you actually do. No, you would have to have the job and do the job the right way. No, I'm serious.
Who's going
to
bitch
at you? Live the lifestyle.
Daddy, no, but when I shut the door, I can have a drink.
No. Well, I mean, you could have a drink as a Pope anyway.
I think the Pope could smoke and drink and, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any law against
it. I think they can gamble.
I don't know if you can gamble.
Yes, you can gamble.
Gambling's a sin.
Bro, they had two different popes have been to the Kentucky Derby.
Shut up. All right. So there are two things that you have to keep in mind before you take the job as Pope.
That a Pope no-nos?
And I'm asking everybody out loud right now, 252 WCMF, if you woke up to find out you have been elected Pope out of nowhere, would you want the job? One, you could never have sex again for the rest of your life, which means you would have to leave your wife.
No, but obviously, if I was single, I can do it as a married man.
Well, no, I mean, right. Bro,
I wouldn't leave my wife to be Pope.
You wouldn't leave your wife to be the most powerful religious figure on the planet?
I guess she could come and visit me. No, I couldn't do it.
Okay. So, all right, let's say you were single.
Right.
Would you give up sex for the rest of your life?
Yeah, because...
Again, no way around it. No, look at me. Yeah, I know you're going to... Don't be that cold. No, you can't do that either. Sorry, yes, it's the rule.
Yeah, first
Tommy,
of all.
Tommy?
How would they know?
Again, bro, you got someone in the room with you
God
at all times.
Knows.
That's Pope rules.
What, like when I'm in a bathroom?
Yeah.
I'm in a shower?
Pope rules. One guy looking at you at all times, which I get you'd be into. But the point I'm making is no.
All right,
I don't
so
want,
no sex.
There would be no sexuality for the rest of your life.
Right. You know what might bother him more? Can you watch Netflix?
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
He watches the news.
Does he like watch like stuff that has sin in it?
Of course. He's got to know what's going on.
I'm asking. I don't know.
He's got to know what's going on in the world to take care of it.
True.
I don't think the Pope does much either.
He's always doing something.
Bro, you're sitting and touching. All right, hey, you're blessed. You're blessed.
But I'm saying every day he has to go out and meet thousands of people.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. And most of the time he's just sitting around.
Okay, the other one would be,
what's that?
What is the vow where you're not allowed to spend any money? It's not chastity.
Yeah, I think it's chastity.
No, chastity I thought was sex.
Oh. Poverty.
Oh, poverty. Thank you. God, how are we so stupid?
Well, I've been
we're going to be Pope. What's that vow you got to take? Poverty?
I have 30 years of poverty under my belt. I'm pretty good. By the way.
Says Pittsburgh man who just had crab avocado
over
the
weekend.
Live
simply without material possessions.
Yeah, but again, that's jive because you live in this ornate, gorgeous house and they feed you.
I understand. I understand the irony of living in a golden palace while taking a vow of poverty.
With your own Air Force.
The point I'm making is you couldn't go out and buy a flat screen TV if you wanted it, right? Like
can't you have one of your flunkies bring one in?
You as the Pope couldn't go out and have a crab avocado appetizer.
No, but they go out and eat.
No, they do, but most of the time they keep the image of poverty. I mean, any priest that takes the vows, you take a vow of poverty.
Can I get like Grubhub?
To the Vatican?
Yeah.
I think it'd be hard for him to get in.
No, you drop it off at the door.
Drop it off at the door of the Vatican.
All right, so you're thinking it would suck.
Not that it would suck. Yeah. I mean, for the lives we live, what we're used to, yeah.
But I mean, you could travel the world, see everything, meet everybody, and you'd be powerful. You've got a bank. They got their own
Vatican bank.
Yes. But you are traveling the world you're going to be isolated from everything. It's like they have to protect you. You know
right,
what I mean?
But you'd
you're not going to really probably get to see as much as you want.
No, they shut it down for you to look at it.
Yeah, but are you getting the real feeling of traveling that way?
Feel this, but I wish I could. Now I'm Pope, I can't. But I'm saying I would want to, but you would get such a unique experience. Like they would get out of your way.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With Pope Francis dying overnight, 88 years old, they're looking for a new pope. It turns out that the only qualifications to be pope are that you are a man and that you've been baptized Catholic. That's it. Now, they're going to pick a cardinal or something, like someone high up in the church.
Yeah.
But in theory, anyone can be chosen as pope as long as you are a male who has been baptized. So you brought up something earlier.
What's
that? I would like to point this out. You said it was the ultimate man job.
Yeah.
Because you got your own giant place to live and power.
Yeah.
But what you're not thinking about.
What are you not thinking about?
Men want power and money for one specific reason. Well, for two reasons.
Yeah.
One, for women.
Yeah.
And two, to do whatever they want.
Show off, right?
And those are the two things you can't do as Pope. So you're right.
Get some flashy jewelry.
I mean, the whole job is kind of showy.
Well, I mean, they believe it's God's representative.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm walking around with like a golden staff and I sit on a throne.
I understand.
I get red shoes for some reason. I have my own plane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty gangster if you think about it.
Pretty gangster, he said.
You have multiple cars they drive you around in. One's a T-top.
But again, like if you got all this as a rock star, you can use that to your advantage for
all
the other things.
Yeah, you're not getting laid.
That's just it. Like,
it's for you and only you.
I mean, it's the ultimate test of what you really want as a person. Because all of the things you would want this for do not apply to you.
Well, I guess it would corrupt me. I'd be thrown out.
Again, this is
a
situation where you cannot be corrupted. How are you not wrapping your head around this idea?
I got it. No wrapping of the head.
All right, Kimmy, let's say they change the rule tomorrow. Yeah. Women now can be Pope. You get the call. Kimmy, you're not going to believe this. Pope Kimmy.
Yeah.
Pope Kimmy
Coker. I have no interest in being Pope.
You don't want to be Pope?
No.
But you were arguing.
It doesn't look like fun.
Well, he was smiling a lot until the end there.
No.
You mean famous people?
Yeah, famous
but
people.
You're also forgetting like the level of expectation everybody has like meeting you. Like, I don't know if I could, you know, fake that.
But you'd have to fake
it
to be
excited?
Yeah,
I'll put my hands on you and cure you. Like, I don't...
But I mean, like, he's got the ability to damn you to hell.
No, he doesn't have that ability.
I'm looking at the good. No,
so
by the way.
You got to watch your mouth around me.
The Pope does not have
the ability
to damn you. Stop.
going to hell. He can tell people you're going to hell.
He can excommunicate you. He can't damn you to hell.
I thought he could.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what's his power then?
He's not like a superhero.
No, but he's got.
What's his power?
He's the leader of the church.
He speaks for God.
Well, he is God's
rep. The closest to God, right?
He's like God's rep.
That's what they believe. Yeah.
So he could, man, that's a lot of power.
That's what I'm
man.
Saying. That's a lot of pressure.
By the way, you could.
Remember a second ago when I said in this exercise like you are non-corruptible?
Think about it. Like you well, are responsible for potentially making somebody feel better or like give them hope.
Yes,
and
yes.
You, I don't think you'd be good at that.
Giving people hope? Absolutely yes. Not.
Could you?
All
well,
you guys
it looks like it's a, that's it. Sorry, you're out of luck.
Let's say a bad person wants to meet me, like a bad leader.
Okay.
Right? All right, come in here. I could humiliate him a little bit first.
Again, I don't think you would do that.
Why not?
I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do.
You want to meet me? Dance. No, do a different dance. I don't like that dance.
You're going to.
Here's this hula hoop. Take your shirt off.
So there's one other strange requirement of the Pope.
What's that?
252 WCMF, we're talking about would you want to be Pope? You have to be a baptized Catholic and a man.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pope has to speak more than one language. Doesn't matter what the other language is, but you have to speak more than one language. For example, Pope Francis, who passed away last night, was born in Argentina, meaning he spoke Spanish.
Okay.
But he also spoke Italian, French, German, and Portuguese.
Wow.
Well, he got a lot of time to learn it.
He would have been a great cab driver in the city. So, but you only need one more language.
Yeah, you would have to learn a language while you're becoming Pope.
All right.
Think you could do that?
Yeah. Give me a language.
French? Italian? Italian would probably be easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do Italian.
What's an Italian word you know?
Ciao. Arrivederci.
You could not learn a language at your
age. I just gave you two words right on the top of my head.
You couldn't learn a language when you were supposed to learn a language. See, that's what's funny about this, right?
Yeah.
Like, that may be the one speed bump for, like, half of the grown men on the planet. You don't have the capability to learn a new language at your age.
You also have to be really good at forgiveness. And like people that were dicks to you, you have to forgive.
Yeah, it's kind of the Pope's deal.
Yeah, I think I am too much of a grudge holder for that.
Well, remember, he had to forgive the guy that shot him.
Yeah,
like
well,
he
it wasn't
to,
this Pope. It was
no,
it
was
Pope John Paul.
Couple
popes ago.
Yeah, it was. I was a kid when the Pope got shot.
You weren't a kid. You were in your 30s.
Was that? I thought
was it like 88? Kimmy, when did the Pope get shot?
Yeah, it was in the '80s.
Yeah, kid.
What?
I want to say you were at least 30 years old.
No, I was in my late
20s. No, because weren't you a suspect for a little while?
1981.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I was in my 20s.
Okay, yeah, you were a kid.
I was ruining my first marriage.
Little baby boy. Yeah, he did after the Pope John Paul II was shot.
Yep.
That's why we have the Pope Mobile. But he had a, what do they call that?
Glass thing, protection.
No, I mean when you meet with somebody when you're the Pope.
An audience.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
With the man who shot him, and he forgave him.
Yeah, he went to the prison or something.
I believe that's correct, yes. You couldn't do that?
No, not if you shot me, you dick. I bless you. You're an ass, man. I'm not blessing any a-holes.
All right, you can't be a...
That's like the first sign it's going up.
You're out.
Okay. I'm going to put a sign up at the Basilica. I ain't blessing no a-holes.
Think of how many babies you'd have to hold. It's a lot of babies.
Yeah, but I think that, I mean, like.
But brief. You hand them. It's like when Josh Allen signs a football. Quick. Let's go. Move the line.
Keep touching the baby.
No flutie flakes. Let's go.
There's one other weird thing, too.
What?
Like, you know, the language, being a man, and being a baptized
by the way,
guy.
You don't have to do a goddamn thing. It's all done for you.
Okay, again, you can't keep saying that because you're the Pope now.
No, but I get my food.
Yeah.
Everything's done. My clothes. Everything's washed. Everything's done.
You feel like you would like that, but I think that that would drive you nuts.
Yeah, you don't have any control.
Okay, yell at people.
Okay, the Pope doesn't yell.
Yes, that Pope can yell.
When have you ever seen the Pope yell? I've been alive 38 years, Catholic growing up, now lapsed Catholic. I've never seen a Pope yell.
He's flipped out.
When?
In certain audiences, he's gotten mad at people.
Really? Oh, mm-hmm. do we have audio of that? The Pope yelling at people? Do we have that?
He thinks he's a big shot. But
that's not... That's not the Pope. Obviously not the Pope. He's got four impressions and none of them sound like the Pope. Because he doesn't even know what an Argentinian man sounds like.
Well, the Pope always speaks very
softly. Shut up!
In Argentina, we've had ways of dealing with you. I damn you to hell.
This is him flipping out?
This is me
talking
flipping
quietly.
Out.
Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
Silent but deadly Pope.
Also, fun fact.
What's that?
There's no age requirement for the Pope.
Wait, you could be a young Pope?
Yes. So
how young?
Why
baby
don't they,
pope?
Honestly,
I believe there was
like,
a 12.
Why don't they pick like a younger pope so we have the pope longer?
Well, so that was the last guy they tried that, and he ended up resigning as pope or stepping down. But no, I mean, like it's also a job, Kimmy, where ideally in this religion,
experience
and wisdom,
the knowledge. Yeah.
So I believe in like the 12 or 1300s or something, there was a 12-year-old pope.
There were like 12-year-old kings and stuff. So, yeah.
But like kings are just, they're handed that. Yeah. Like that, that happens. Yeah. This person was elected pope at 12.
How bad were they going for popes when Rusty gets it?
Oh, Rusty!
He's probably chucking stones at some wall. Hey, you want to be pope, kid?
Oh, by the way, we are talking about like some of the most corrupt times in the history of the world.
Yeah, true.
So maybe that's why Rusty ended up being pope.
Like, are there, like, people in the running and they just pick one? Or is it a voting system? How does it work?
So the cardinals get together and they vote for themselves.
Yeah, that's actually true, but he's all excited. Now, here's the thing.
I know.
Tommy has been watching.
They sit in that 16 chapel.
Shut up.
What?
Oh, they built the first 15 and this is the one
they
that
shot
worked?
That movie there.
You're watching what show right now?
It's not a show. It was a one and done. It's a movie. It's called Conclave.
Movie. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you have some inside info.
And it's a story about choosing a pope.
Right.
And it stars Rochester native John Lithgow. Yeah. This has revived his career again.
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
Tommy was all excited when he saw the news this morning. Not
Conclave.
Because he knows, I think I know how this works. But it's a dramatization, right? Like
it's based on how they do it. I mean, the basic rules I'm sure they followed.
We go again. I'm sure.
Close enough.
Yeah, so they all get together. And then they got to start voting. So and if they don't get enough, they got to keep voting. So it could go on for a while.
Does it have to be a unanimous decision?
I think you just got to hit a number.
Kimmy, can you say what number we need for Pope votes?
So if you don't get enough, you take all those votes, throw them in an oven, and you burn them. You see the smoke. And then one smoke means...
Black smoke is no Pope. White smoke is new Pope. Is that something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep, but then they went back to old Pope after they realized the public didn't like the taste of the new Pope. Pope 2.
To become a pope, a candidate needs to win a 2/3 majority of the votes.
It's like the Senate when you're trying
to
pass a super bill.
Yeah.
Super bill. How many people are voting? Will you Google that for me, too?
Yes.
So every cardinal shows up?
I don't think it's every cardinal. Is it every cardinal in the world?
I don't know. How many cardinals are
there? Even Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Kyler Murray? Yeah. Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Stan Musial?
Dan Deardorff is here.
Currently 138.
All right.
All right.
So you got to win.
And then all from all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, it would be, there are only, what, a few hundred people that have ever lived that know what this feels like?
Oh, yeah.
To be Pope? So, like, in that way, you're getting an experience that is second to absolute none.
Yeah.
But to have to give up your regular life like that. And even
but they kind of, if you're a cardinal, you're already kind of in the system.
Oh, I
right?
meant being a Pope. Right, well, yes.
I mean, you're already kind of living a lifestyle. Maybe they're not that strict.
No, you're right. You're right about that. And yes, if you're already in the in the system.
But you know what I mean?
A clergyman.
Yeah.
A clergyman.
You're part of the machine.
Fine. But I'm saying as a normal-ass person, to have to give up all of the creature comforts of life to now be this public figure at all times.
Yeah.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, but think of the uniqueness. How many popes have there been in the last 100 years?
Five? Six?
Yeah. We've had way more presidents.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I agree with you.
Like, the English kingdom has turned over more.
The English kingdom, Kimmy, has turned over more.
I mean, you'll meet that.
Savanche.
You'll meet those dicks. They all show up.
No, they're not. No, they're Protestant.
No, but they still...
She runs her own church, runs his own church.
You don't think he's met the queen?
The king of England is the head of the Anglican church.
But they meet.
Do they?
Of course.
Could you Google when the last time the Pope met?
I think it just happened.
Based off of other shows we've watched.
No, I think, who's the king now? The kid?
King Charles?
He was just there.
Was he at the Vatican?
You're talking about the kid or the dad?
The dad.
Oh, okay. Because you said kid, so.
Well, he met the kid.
Will you Google the last time the English monarchy met
the Pope? They're just famous.
They're on opposite
people.
Teams, man.
Yeah, but you still shake hands at the end of the game. Come on, man. Right?
They met in April.
Okay.
Yeah, see? They all come crawling to you, man.
Seems like a little animosity, you know, considering you broke away to cut off your wife's head all those hundreds of years ago. That's a true story. Google it. So we got folks writing us on Instagram. Matthew writes us, I want to be the Pope to see all the secrets the Vatican holds. That is a good point. You've got history from the beginning of recorded time.
So what's the rumor that is in there?
Name it. Aliens, gold. gold.
Yeah, what if you get in there and there's nothing exciting?
Why are they hiding it then, Kimmy?
Yeah, it's a bunch of old stupid letters and stuff.
I mean, look, there's rumors.
Stupid letters.
There's rumors.
Man, I gotta read
Jesus.
Stuff.
Dear Jesus, I think Dallas is so cool. I mean, that's all I'm getting down.
No, I mean, there's rumors from pieces of the cross to the Holy Grail to...
But it's all jewels and stuff?
Well, I don't. It could be that, too. I don't know. I mean, I've never been inside. It's a secret Vatican
catacomb. I bet you it's pretty lame.
Bro.
It's a bunch of chariots and crap.
It's the chariots and crap.
Busted-ass chariots.
One of the worst sequels to a movie ever, Chariots of Fire or the Chariots and Crap.
No, like all their old clothes and, you know, like the same crap you have in your own basement.
Bro, I went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame and I got excited. I couldn't imagine walking around like the Secrets of the Planet Museum.
But they ain't got that, bro. You think there's some alien down there?
No, I don't. But, I mean, there's going to be stuff where you stumble upon it. You're going, whoa, pretty cool.
It's probably a lot of fancy art.
I went to the Smithsonian and was blown away. This is the Vatican Secrets of, like, mankind for 1,000 years. Right. You'd want to go to. Don't act like you would be excited.
Well, you'd see like Da Vinci's desk or something.
It's still pretty cool.
His paintbrushes. Is he the one that painted, right?
Oh, the 16th Chapel?
Yeah.
Hack. Boo!
Yeah, yeah.
Was that Da Vinci or Michelangelo?
I think Da Vinci painted. What was the Da Vinci Code?
I never saw the Da Vinci.
Yeah, it was Da Vinci.
I never saw
No, I think he did the chapel.
All right, wait, so.
He laid on his, remember, he laid on his back and painted the ceiling?
Oh, I thought that was your mom. No, so Da Vinci did the Sistine Chapel. Right. Michelangelo did David?
He's a carver.
I think they all did all of it.
Yeah.
They didn't like artists. Specialize in one thing.
No, artists I think Michelangelo, Mikey was into the carving.
Then who did the Last Supper? Was that Da Vinci also?
No, that was a Polaroid. All right, everybody smile.
Da Vinci did the Last Supper.
Okay. Nobody was smiling in that picture.
Yeah, they just ate. You're hanging out with your boys.
They knew. All right, let's take a break. We sent a record yesterday.
What did we do?
Definitely for the first time in this league, Rochester-wise. Wow. It may be the first time in the four major sports period, and it is not too late to jump in on this and have some Rochester pride.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So on Saturday, the official, real NBA playoffs kicked off.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, three Rochester natives played for three separate teams.
Wow.
On the same day in the NBA playoffs.
Damn.
Thomas Bryant, Bishop Kearney guy, he had 6 points for the Pacers in a win over the Bucks. Rookie Jalen Pickett, Aquinas guy, scored his first career playoff points for the Denver Nuggets in a win over the Clippers. And Beef Stew.
Yeah.
McQuaid guy, Isaiah Stewart, scored his first ever playoff points for the Pistons in a game one loss to the Knicks. All three of them active all day on Saturday. In fact, the games were like back to back to back.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's got to be a first.
So it's definitely a first for the NBA.
It's going to be a first for anything.
All right. So the only other way.
Hockey?
Yeah. The only other way a major four sport would have had three active playoff participants, and I'm blanking here. So if you guys know, tell me, 252 WCMF, would have been both Gianta brothers and Ryan Callahan making the playoffs in the same season. But I don't think they would have played on the same day.
Yeah.
But that still would have been pretty remarkable. Okay. I can't remember if Brian and Stevie made the playoffs together with Ryan at the same time.
Oh, all right.
But this may be the first time in the four major sports that you had three Rochester-born players playing in the same playoffs at the same time.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It's impressive.
Yeah. What?
Tommy, there are cities twice our size.
Tommy, there's bigger cities of people. That play basketball, buddy.
It is true.
You better wake up, pal.
It is remarkable. Shut up. It is remarkable that three guys from Rochester are all on teams contributing to the success their teams are having in the playoffs. Yeah.
That is good.
It's never happened in the NFL. It's definitely never happened in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it wouldn't.
Well, and these are guys, too, that do claim Rochester as, like, their hometown, where, like, we've seen, like, people that were, like, born here go off and do something in pro sports, but, like, they don't really, like, ever come back here for any reason because their family's gone. There's no connection anymore. But, like, these guys, like, will come back and host camps.
Yep.
Like, they know each other. So, like, it feels like a little bit more like they're our guys than maybe other players we've talked about.
Yeah, Thomas Bryant and Isaiah Stewart, who, again, got in a fight with each other earlier this season, we talked about that, have both hosted camps. This is Jalen Pickett's rookie season from Aquinas, so it's very possible he comes back and does the same thing. Kimmy's right. Like, these are guys you love to cheer for because they come back and make sure, hey, this is how you do it. Here's what I want to do to help. Da, da, da.
All right, so I don't know that much about these gentlemen.
Wait, really? In that outfit?
I could be at a Knicks game.
No, you couldn't.
Why not?
What, are you kidding me?
Me and Spike hanging out watching.
Yeah, definitely.
Me, Spike, and Kano. They're talking about high school. So, are they stars or just like medium player? What level?
Medium
all right, so
like they're not like Jordan, obviously, but you know, where do they fall?
The highest profile guy of the three would be Isaiah Stewart, but he Beef Stew. Well, he nailed it.
Yeah,
he's a fan favorite, but he comes off the bench. He's the first guy off the bench. Jalen Pickett, the guy from Aquinas, should not have made this Nuggets team. He was a second round draft pick. Those guys get cut all the time. He played in the D League, which is like Amherst for basketball.
All right.
And he earned himself.
But he fought his way up.
Legitimate time. And Thomas Bryant has played for, I believe, five different teams in the NBA at this point.
So they're more journeymen?
Thomas Bryant, yes. Jalen Pickett to be decided. Beef Stew is fully entrenched as a massive part of the Detroit Pistons.
So Pickett could be the rising star?
He would be the rising of the three.
All right.
Yeah. And again, like, you know, making the NBA is hard.
Yeah.
It's like one of the hardest leagues to make because there's so few roster spots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jalen Pickett could be a guy in 2 or 3 years who's a starting point guard or the two for the Nuggets. He could be a guy that's playing in Italy. I mean, you never know how this stuff goes. The fact that Thomas Bryant has been able to, the guy from Kearney, has been able to survive this long in the league also as a second round pick bouncing around, it might be the most impressive thing.
And they're all rich, right? I mean, all these guys make good bank. Right?
Again, Beef Stew, the one who is the richest. He's got a, could you Google his contract again? Was it $164 million?
Oh, wow. Damn.
Maybe?
I forget the NBA's got all that money.
I could have way overshot that, by the way.
No, they always overpay because they have so few guys.
All guaranteed, too.
Yeah, look at that.
He signed a 3 to 4 year, $64 million.
See, told you, I way overshot.
Maybe that guy instead of the Pope.
What?
Kiss my ass, Pope. No, sir. I'm going to the NBA.
Your Eminence, I believe, is what you're going. 252 WCMF. Three Rochester natives played in the NBA playoffs back to back to back on Saturday. Thomas Bryant, Jalen Pickett, and Isaiah Stewart. I got to tell you, man, like, I don't know any of these guys personally.
Yeah.
I went to Aquinas, so I know a couple of people who know Jalen Pickett. Really nice kid. The amount of Rochester pride I had sitting in my house watching these three games yesterday, it didn't make sense.
Well, I mean, you know.
I don't
know. You were a kid that's always been interested in this stuff, and you kind of grew up idolizing these guys.
Why is that? Was very condescending.
What?
You're a kid who's always been interested in this stuff.
But yeah, you are, though.
This stuff.
You're always running your mouth about something with sports.
So, like, my wife was in the kitchen,
and
I was watching the Nuggets-Clippers game, and Jalen Pickett comes off the bench. And as soon as he got into the first half, and I yelled, my wife, oh, he's in! Jalen Pickett's in him! I was like, what? Like, it's not even worth explaining. Never mind, I'm sorry.
So, because like, if I knew this, and I said to my wife, oh, yeah, that guy's, you know, with Bishop Kearney, the first thing she would say is there anybody from Pittsburgh in the league? Like, she would try to find somebody from her school to be in it.
Well, I think we all have that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's great, but...
I mean, Kimmy, did you watch any of these games on Saturday?
No.
Way to go, Roger.
What the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be Miss Sports around
Well, this
here.
Is like the kind of time here I get into like all like the playoff, like hockey and basketball, because it's, you know, now the games are exciting again.
I don't know how you watch all this stuff.
You know, the games are great all the way through. Like, they were great games, except for, okay.
So you're telling me you watched three basketball games
in
a row?
I was doing other things, but
you're following.
The bulk of them, yeah.
I couldn't do it.
They're great games. The intensity's cranked up to 11.
Yeah, but you suffer through a whole game.
Suffer through a game.
It is.
You just don't understand the game, man.
Well, now we're in the time of year where that game matters, so you know what I mean? Like,
I get the end of it.
You would
like,
want to watch the whole thing this time of year.
Like the fourth quarter. Like the first half of a basketball game.
Shut up.
It's almost pointless.
Shut
I don't care what the score is.
Shut up.
Like, there's certain games, like, you know it's over.
Is there any sport that you will watch a full game?
It would be football.
And he's
no,
go.
You don't. But you don't do that either.
The Bills.
Yeah, but you even say you get like bored sometimes. And
you
if it's
don't.
Not the Bills,
and you go to bed early.
It.
And you go to bed early.
But don't you? I know.
You'll watch the highlights in the morning.
Well, then now the NFL Network replaced the whole game overnight. So if it's like a night game with the Bills, I can watch it in the morning.
I've never.
So you just take a really long intermission.
Yeah.
I will say this. So all of the games, well, two out of the three games were really good games, right? Like, you know, Thomas Bryant from Kearney and his Pacers, they beat Giannis Antetokounmpo. Kimmy, help me.
You're going to have to do that one on your own.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Milwaukee Bucks. That was kind
oh,
of
the
a,
Greek freak.
Yes. You
see, I know that guy.
Jalen
Greek
Pickett.
Greek salad.
The Clippers game. Of the
Feta cheese.
Game. Close game. That Knicks-Pistons game was a kick right in the scrot.
Why is that?
So it was tight. Up until like 7 minutes left. and the Knicks went on a 21-point run to close
out
the
game. See, that's what I mean. Like, the end of the game is the whole game.
No, but it was like I'm watching the game, and I'm waiting for Beef Stew. Like, all right, here we go.
Light it up.
Yeah, we're going to take over here. Like, we're going to kick it down low, and you're going to dominate down in the paint. We're going to get rebounds. And whatever the Pistons were trying to do, the Knicks were just dominating.
So the Knicks kind of back a little bit?
Knicks fans want to believe that.
But they're not.
They kind of show flashes of that every year.
If you're asking my opinion,
no.
They're the fourth best team in the East right now.
Oh, so no.
So
there's always a chance.
The Knicks fans believe this is the year.
But they're always saying that because they want to go back to the 70s.
And I do take joy. I don't have a favorite basketball team. I just like watching basketball.
Mm.
I do take a little bit of joy in Knicks fans believing this is the year again.
All right.
Because it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Like you run into Cleveland, you run into Boston, it's over.
Oh.
But let Beef Stew get through.
Okay.
Be cool. Let Beef Stew lose.
And he's Detroit.
Yeah, he's Detroit. The only hard thing, I have all three of their jerseys, so I don't know which one I'm going to wear tomorrow.
Wait, you bought their jerseys?
Of course he does.
Of course.
Of course.
First of all, Pistons.
He has any Rochester person who has ever played in any sports league ever, he owns a jersey of.
It's true.
Right.
Is that bad? Well, I have pride in
it. It's impressive.
It's a little deep.
I don't know where you find it.
It's called this thing called online.
Well, I know, but some of these are very obscure teams and players.
No, I got my Pistons. Beef Stew jersey. That's just a cool jersey. It's classic. I got my Nuggets.
You have jerseys of teams that no longer exist.
Yeah, because I'm cool.
But you're buying jerseys of like journeyman bounce around guys.
Yeah, I got my Thomas Bryant.
That's what he likes about it.
Yeah, I got his Wizards jersey.
Like when you typed it, did they go, who?
Folks, how many minutes you get in the playoffs this weekend? None.
Depends what game you playing, son.
What game was that?
I was playing the game of your mama.
We almost got out with no mom jokes.
I know.
And I was a monster dunker.
We come back.
I don't even know enough basketball He's back terms in, to baby. Make that work.
There were 15 different slang terms he could have used.
He's going to slam it again. They call him the Windex man.
He just knows slam dunk.
Yep. Slam dunker.
Why? Okay, you're the Windex man when you're cleaning the boards getting rebounds. Why would you be cleaning the glass with a dunk?
Well, the glass is your mother's thing. It's a big hoop.